Thank you, guys. You guys are an awesome audience for our show. Thank you for staying for the second show. Usually most people leave in the middle. So that's nice that you didn't. All right, here we go. Here's the second show.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys.
In a show called Stab.
All right. Oh, welcome. Welcome to Stab. Another show here in the church. We're doing the late service. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Wonderful. If not, that's okay too. Please welcome to the stage Luke Soyan.
Stab.
Rhoda Ramone. And again, Jesse Jones. One more time, Jesse Jones. Welcome to Stab, everybody. You guys okay? We all good? We'll just edit that out.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's totally fine. Thank you for being here. Let's give these two, well, all of us did, but let's give these two a hand. You guys drove all the way from Sacramento. And you're not getting paid. Oh, that was weird to say. Luke Soyan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Luke, I understand you just had a show that you did that went really well.
Comedy Conch, yeah.
Congratulations on that.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. You guys are the best crowd fucking ever. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. Luke, you do a podcast or you do videos online. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, if you Google the words epic and tiki together, it'll all come up.
Epic tiki.
Yeah.
You've worked epic on your tiki. SEO. You're okay. Very good.
That'll...
Very good. I don't know if you guys knew this about Luke. You probably all agree, though. He is a cute man. It's like you're a man and you're cute. And, you know? Like you're not a sexy guy, but you're a cute man. You know? That's just me just talking out loud about it.
Thanks.
I actually had a discussion with someone about this today. I'm not kidding. I'm like, Luke's a cute man.
Name names.
No, we're not going to do it.
Okay.
All right. Nope. I'm going to have some gum. Let's move on to Rhoda Ramone. She's right there.
Hello.
Rhoda Ramone is Latina.
See?
We got to have one every now and again. On the show.
Got to fill that diversity quota.
It's usually just white people. So, you know, there's enough of that. Thank you for being here, Rhoda. What have you done besides had a kid? With your life?
Not much.
Not much?
Welcome. Not much. That's why I'm here tonight.
Well, thank
That's
you
good.
For...
That's good.
Thank you. I don't know if you guys knew this about Rhoda Ramone, but she scratched her husband's car on the way here.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here so I don't have to go home and face it.
Is he going to be that upset about it? Does he hurt you?
Well, he sent me a picture of it this morning with the words, fuck!
Did you try to play dumb? You're like, I don't know, hon. I don't know, babe.
No, I basically groveled. You can't bite the hand that feeds you.
Wow.
Just got to take it.
That was weird. That was, I almost made another Latin joke, but decided against it.
Give me that dick.
It's like, oh. Wonderful. Rhoda Ramone, thank you very much for being here. Yeah, woo! Woohoo! Jesse Jones here again.
Yeah, that's true.
The big 104.
Are we going to keep counting now? Probably
yeah,
not.
I'm going to keep counting it.
All right.
Jesse Jones and I, we rode up together.
That's true.
He knows all my passwords because I was trying to buy car insurance while driving here because I don't have car insurance. And I almost got in a wreck
several times
on the app while buying car insurance and driving. But then we settled in about three-fourths of the way here, had some good conversation, listened to some really bad John Fogerty.
Yeah.
80s music.
Well, yeah.
It was the 25th anniversary of Center Field, that album. Put me in cold.
Was that anybody's prompt? Did nobody get that?
Did nobody?
No.
Was that a prompt?
I don't know.
Anyway.
You wrote them. I don't know.
Jesse, thank you for being here.
Thanks, sure. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew about this, about Jesse, but he's a big kid now. So
I didn't want to grow up.
Let's play Stab. Let's play it. Luke Soyen, you cute man. On this date,
stop.
On this date, 2005, a massive power blackout hits the Indonesian island of Java, affecting almost 100 million people on that island. It's the largest widespread power outage in history. Also on this date, 2014, Don Pardo, American radio and television announcer, got dead. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events?
Well, John Ross, first I got blackout drunk on power. And then I went to a karaoke place in Indonesia town and wailed the names of every city in Java in my crazy voice. Isn't it weird that I sounded like a ghost while I was alive? I was waiting to be dead for a long time. 96 years. Here's the list of cities. Semarang, Surakarta, Bandung, Surabaya, Yogyakarta, Hey Boo Boo. Just kidding, that's a quote from Yogi Bear. Salatiga, Malang, Majalang, I'm going to move this along, Jakarta, featuring Rhoda Ramone, Luke Soyen, Jesse Jones, and your host, John Ross.
Very good. Luke Soyen. Luke Soyen.
Sherry, oh, Jerry.
Vicky and Victoria. Never mind. Fucking, I'll stop. We're all trying to outdo on each other now. We're all trying to do it. Plus, I can't do impressions. I could do like the first. I could do a first word of an impression, and then I lose the impression because I think everyone in the crowd is like bullshit. I do. I can't stand like Morgan Freeman. I think we had a Morgan Freeman off at somewhere. I'm God, right? That's it. That's. I can't do any more words. That's it. Andy Dufresne, I'm God. Rhoda, on this date, 1960, the first commercial oral contraceptive Envoid 10 debuts in Skokie, Illinois. Also on this date, 1914, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson issues the Proclamation of Neutrality. How did you celebrate these two events combined? Sorry. I can't hear myself. I'm sorry.
Well, John, what I wanted to do is write a very empowering speech about how access to birth control helped us women rise up and take control of our own lives. How no longer were we forced into submission by the access of dick, that we could now have a voice of our own. But, you know, I kind of just wanted to stay out of it. I don't really want to, like, get into it too much. But I really, truly wanted to applaud the strides that our four sisters have made. The sacrifice and hard work that went into the cause so that we may be able to seek our own education, careers, and adventures. But you know, I was really worried that once you start making waves, you kind of have to like see it through. And I wasn't really sure that I had the resources to do it. So I kind of just wanted to step, you know, keep quiet. But had I chosen to, I would take a stand and say that on this day of all days, we will use our voice to declare that we will not let charlatans, religious zealots, and sexist neophobes erase 56 years of progress. That we have the right to bang who we want, as much as we want, and have regulated menstrual cycles all at the same time.
Gross.
We will not back into being, we will not be forced back into being barefoot and pregnant. We will not be knocked up into submission or forced to rely on the rhythm method again. To you contrarians, I say no. You will not defeat us. Birth control is here to stay. But you know, I feel like all these things, it's just kind of better to stay impartial and in thought and in action. You never know who's listening. So instead, I watched a documentary on World War I.
Very good, Rhoda Ramone.
Can I just say that it felt so weird saying the rhythm method in a Catholic church right. after having to sit through like a pre-Cana course to get married? That was awesome.
That was pretty great. You have the fervor of Bernie Sanders. Jesse Jones.
Yes.
On this date, 1946, the Golf Writers Association of America forms. Yeah. You know what else happened on this date? Also on this very date, 1955, Hurricane Diane kills 400 people in the U.S. Yay. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
While it's true, John, that the Golf Writers Association of America wasn't formed until 1946, the International Golf Writing and Reporting Services, don't look that up, has been around since the late 1800s, and for many has been the number one news source for the most important world events of the day, be they tragedy, disaster, or triumph. Sure, usually the loud, boisterous reporters are the ones that we remember, their iconic quotes forever associated with the day. But this afternoon, I dug into some of the golf news reporting of the past to find their reports on the major events throughout history. And I think you'll agree, their coverage of these events was just as stirring and emotional as how you might otherwise have heard it. The first is from FDR's speech after the attacks on Pearl Harbor. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. Then there was that fateful day at Naval Air Station Lankhurst in Manchester Township, New Jersey. Let's take a listen. It's a terrible crash, ladies and gentlemen. It's smoke and flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground. Not quite to the mooring mast. Oh, the humanity. And, of course, George Foreman's startling 1973 upset of the world, or upset for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm sorry.
I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt. Angie Dundee, Ollie's trainer, right next to me, is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Very good. Very good. That was This Was Today Once. This next segment is called Reorganization. You may be a fan favorite already. Let's see here. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym for this episode is POOP. P-O-O-P, poop. Poop. Luke Soyen, what does poop mean to you?
Is that an acronym even?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's going to be.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it is. It will. I have two, actually. So the first one is post-op opportunistic prostitutes. That's Oh, those are transgender people who get a sex change and immediately go into sex work because that's just what they're into. And then the other one I had was Pappy's oblong obelisk, please. And that's an out-of-time Egyptian asking to see an old Brooklyn shoe store manager's weird obelisk-shaped dick. His name's Pappy, so...
Very good. Luke Soyan, poop. Rhoda Ramon, poop.
Well, guys, life as a transformer can be hectic. Fighting off the Decepticons while saving planet Earth can be a taxing, and let's face it, even robots in disguise can only tolerate so much Mark Wahlberg and Shia LaBeouf. It's important to strike a balance and have a life outside of being a hero. That's why Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots, went to med school and became part-time optometrist Optimus Prime, otherwise known as Poop. Let the Supreme Commander take a gander at those peepers and fix you up with some really neat glasses or some nifty contacts. He'll even do you a couple of cool transforming tricks for your kids. So come on in and see part-time optometrist Optimus Prime. Get poop in your eye.
Very good. Very good. Oh, that's really good. Jesse Jones, yeah. Show us what you think of poop.
Well, P-O-O-P actually represents a conflict resolution technique taught in many workplace interpersonal management courses and is outlined specifically in the course handbook chapter 3, when life says go fuck yourself, you ask, how far? Simply stated, poop introduces the concept that pleasant options open possibilities. If you interact with people at any level for any period of time, at one point or another, you're going to be invited to go and to fuck yourself. Either by a customer or even a fellow coworker. It's in situations such as these, when presented this very direct, yet anatomically impossible request, that you're encouraged to present your poop to the other party involved. For example, you could say, I hear and understand your request, but I'm not sure that my fucking myself will adequately resolve the issue to your liking or, in fact, to mine. Perhaps we could sit down and share a nice piping hot chocolate and discuss alternatives. For example, perhaps loving myself. Now that's a good solid poop. Then, after you share your poop, that's really when I like to shart. Or suggest helpful alternate resolution techniques. All of these tools and more are part of our conflict resolution toolkit. Also, there are the preemptive courses, which you can take whenever you feel like a situation might be in danger of deteriorating. The cornerstone of this course is a mantra you can practice and even share with others around you. When you feel overwhelming negativity starting to take hold, you just take a deep breath, center yourself, and chant the diarrhea. Don't invite angry reactionary rage. Healing energy activate! I can't tell you how many times my diarrhea has helped me in my life to avoid some really messy and uncomfortable situations.
Oh, very good. That was really good reorganization. This next segment, it's one of my favorites. It's called...
We'll have a sign-up sheet at the holy water. What is that bowl out there? I was afraid. I drank some of it. And I felt the power of God.
This next segment It's called Topical Haiku Challenge. Please have composed 3 haiku in regards to the following topical event. It looks like jobs are being cut, not only on this planet, but also out there in space, too, as the Russian space station crew might get downsized from 3 cosmonauts to just 2. Please have 3 haiku. This kind of boring topic. Is it good? It's going to be good. One at a time. Luke Soyan, your first of 3 haiku.
This first haiku is called Should I Make Suicide? In Soviet space, Scream can't hear you. Wait, can it? Oh, sad emoji.
Rhoda, your first of 3 haiku.
At first there were 3. Then 1 left. Now we are 2. Budget cuts suck hard.
Very good. Very good.
Gonna share Luke's accent for my first one. First one is titled Breaking the News. Sorry, comrade. This news, like other side of moon, is got no bright side.
Oh, that's very good. Very good. So before we go to the next round, when you started doing the accent, I was like, please don't be doing a Japanese accent. I was like, no. But then
there is a member of the space station crew that's Japanese.
Oh, and the Russian one? The Russian?
No, I mean the whole crew.
I didn't know that.
I looked it up.
The whole crew?
Yeah. There's like 7 of them.
Well, for the
it's just, you know,
international.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's like an IHOP.
There's only 3 Russians. There's like 4 Americans.
Well, for the purpose of my haikus, they're all Russian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Second one. Let's do the second one.
Okay. Second title is Office Space. Emphasis on space. Maybe now is time to try new idea. Jump to conclusions, Matt.
Very good.
I feel like I need to do the accent too. Should I do the accent?
Do accent.
Okay, let's see if I can do it. 1 cosmonaut down. There can be no more threesomes. Time to get real weird.
Very good.
Oh, right. I felt right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
My second is titled That Poor Fuckski. Laid off cosmonaut. I can't imagine the lines for space potatoes.
So you have to know your history for that one. Like, it's good. Luke, 3rd of 3.
3rd haiku called Return to My Roots. Good, now I retire. I learned to play triangular mandolin thing.
They have triangular mandolin. I'm Russian, I know. There's like, just look it up. Look at old Russian. Just type that into Google.
Old Russian.
Old Russian instrument.
Wait, what is it? Oh, a mandolin. Okay. We'll talk about it later. Rhoda, 3rd of 3.
Up in outer space. Satellites orbit my heart. I miss Dimitri.
Very good, very good. And Jesse, bring us home with the 3rd of 3.
My last is titled 1 in the Chamber. Worst part is, Russians will decide who's leaving by a game of roulette.
That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. And there we go. This next segment is called Dating Profiles from the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. I don't know. Police have written a dating profile from the perspective of the following. Luke Soyan, police have written a dating profile from the perspective of Hootie and the Blowfish.
My favorite band that I've listened to so many times, the one song that I know. Okay. I wrote most of this while I was driving and sitting in here, so it's going to be disjointed. It's a farmer's only profile, okay. So I don't know if anyone's familiar, but it's really not that. It's really not even that different. It's just, I don't know. Okay. Age, 30, because they started in 1986. Sign, various. Location, Columbia, South Carolina, because that's where they're from. Distance, whatever it is from here to Tucker's Town. If I do that, that means it's a song title. Seeking, I only want to be with you. Height, various. Body type, multiple dad bods. Religion, bluesy revolution. Ethnicity, black guy? Didn't see that coming. Smoker, not even the trees. Drinking, only lonely. Marital status, closet full of fears. Children, whatever answer is best because I only want to be with you. Education, time? That is a song title. I didn't know what to put there. Profession, confusing the fuck out of white people, also music. About me, our name is Hootie and the Blowfish. We sound like if Dave Matthews Band fucked Matchbox 20 and then had a tryst with Creed and you're not sure who the father is or the mother. But one or two of those made us so easy to listen to while you're waiting, while you're in the waiting room of your dentist's office. We just want to be with you. Seeking a, I only want to be with you. Age is you. Height, I only want to. Smoker, not even the trees. Preferred body type, I only want to be with you. Oh yeah, that's it.
Very good, Luke Soyan. Very good. Very good. Rhoda, you have a baby. Please have written a dating profile from the perspective of your baby. Your baby.
Okay. Looking for a fun-loving vaccinated youngster to spend circle time with. Ages, pre-me to 3 years old. Orientation, who knows? I love the color purple, but I also hate meat. Ethnicity, half Mexican, half German. My uncle thinks it's hilarious to call me a Beaner Schnitzel. Height, 3 feet, but my Grammy says I'm growing like a weed. Body type, short and stout, like the little teapot. Hope you like little pot bellies, ladies. Diet, I exist on a diet of yogurt and pretzels. If you try to be sneaky and slip me some veggies, I will feed them to my dog or spit it out and throw them at you. Smokes, not unless you count the humidifier in my room. Drinks, like a fish, I can't stay away from apple juice. Drugs, sometimes mommy gives me NyQuil when she says I'm being too much for her to deal with. Religion, Catholic, but I scream my head off whenever my parents try to take me to mass. Sign, Taurus, which is so true because I'm constantly making my house look ransacked. Education, I'm in the beginner class at nursery school, which means I'm more advanced than the toddler class, but I'm also not ready for fuck with preschool yet. Job, being the cutest 2-year-old in the whole world.
Slipped it in.
Income, pretty much 85% of what my parents makes go to me. Relationship status, I'm still kind of obsessed with my old teacher, Sarah. My mom doesn't get it at all, but I think I'm ready to get back out there. Offspring, I'm to you guys. My balls aren't even close to dropping it. Pets, my bulldog Fran. We're in a constant battle for my dad's attention. Speaks English, but I'm kind of working through my S's and my TH's. Some baby sign language is learned, but I've been lazy with it lately. Self-summary. Fun-loving guy with a short attention span and an even shorter fuse. Sometimes I scream and scream and nobody has a clue what the fuck I want. I love to snuggle, but I will also smack you in the face if you don't give me my way. What I'm doing with my life. Taking it one day at a time. Loving every minute of it. Pretty much just letting everyone cater to me and fawn over me. I'm really good at jumping off of furniture, dancing, having meltdowns in public places, charming people into giving me stickers at the grocery store, and going up to random pretty girls and asking them for a hug. First thing people notice about me, my dirty blonde hair is wild and curly. I'm pretty much the Matthew McConaughey of the toddler world. Frequently told, no, don't touch that. I said no. Favorite books, Dragons Love Tacos. Movies. I can't sit long enough for those. I'm what my dad calls a holy terror. Shows. I only watch Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. I love Daniel, but Katarina is kind of a bitch. Music. Love it. I'm pretty much rocking out to Toddler Pandora on the reg. You can learn more about me on my mom's Instagram. She's always putting my shit out there. Thoughts on love. I am looking for the Jill to my Jack, an itsy bitsy spider to my waterspout. Someone to make me happy when skies are gray. Who knows what will come of two people in love out there in this crazy world. I'm just looking for a nice person to spoon with during nap time, and I hope you're out there.
Very good, Danny Profile. Of your child, you're chilled. Jesse Jones,
yes.
Please have written the dating profile from the perspective of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. She's famous now, right?
It's true. User, Zernuvian Scout, 4827119. Ethnicity, ninth dimensional being of consciousness coalesced into a crude temporary tissue bound bipedal locomotive skeletal assemblage. My self summary. My visit to your dimension has been extended so that I may complete the collection of the 30 grams of gold I was sent here to acquire. A turbulent pass through the 47th quadrilentic during my balance demonstration caused this human form to momentarily fall out of phase, preventing me from the acquisition of the fifth gold disc necessary to prevent the incursion of the Laxovius Collective into the knowledge vault. Where once inside, the Laxovius will unmake reality. Beeble, zzz, burp, beep. What I'm doing with my life? Serving in the Zernuvian Guard as protector of the reality sphere and doing flippies, vzz, beep. I'm really good at bending the easily manipulated physical laws which govern this dimensional plane to my whim. Touching the edges of time and thought to uncover all known truth, no matter how well obscured, and tumbling passes. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. Nutritional fluid type X172G. The sight of supernovas engulfing and consuming all in their path. And anything with Zac Efron. Six things I can never do without. My knowledge of my exact purpose and reason for being as presented to me by the eye of infinity. French fries. Sequins. My unbroken connection with the galactic consciousness. Gym chalk. And 6 more grams of gold. I spent a lot of time thinking about how if this flesh prison hadn't grasped the tumble plank, I could be back in the ninth dimension by now. I didn't know where to go. You should message me if you are Zac Efron. Or you have access to 6 grams of gold that I might, so that I might prevent the non-existence of all of time and space, past, present, and future. I have been ordered not to liquefy any of those already in possession of the discs. Otherwise, this would be a much easier and less humiliating process. Boop.
Very good. That was kind of Simone Biles. This brings us to the final category of the night. Oh, I'm very sorry. No, I'm really sorry. You guys, this next, the final category, it's called Write an Erotic Poem About It. We do this one a lot because it's fun. And Jesse gave me shit for doing it twice in a row. But I get it.
So many times.
I get it. Please have written an erotic poem about the following. Luke Soyan, motorcycle safety. Rhoda, sign language. Huh? Run it back. And then, Jesse Jones, please have written an erotic poem about polygraph tests. We're going to go ahead and start with Luke Soyan, motorcycle safety.
Okay. Rev that engine, baby. JK, not yet. Well, maybe. Check all the caps. preload Google Maps. Is the gas tank full? Hold on tight and feel the pull. Go ahead and put on some leather. We're almost ready, Heather. Got some assless chaps on for danger. Also got a pair for you, stranger. Now get your helmet on your head. I'm uncircumcised, so that's what she said. It's about my dick, get it? Because, yeah, okay.
Right.
Now hop on the hog. And no, not talking about my log. Or am I? I'm not talking about poop, it's my dick. Check the mirrors next. And don't forget to sext into my ear as we drive. Because we're going to get there alive. That's all I had.
Very good, Luke Soyan. The cute man, Luke Soyan. Sorry. Okay, that was weird that I touched you. Rhoda, please have written an erotic poem about sign language.
It electrifies my soul to see you speak with no sound. Dirty talk is on another level when sign language is abound. Brought to life in 1817, you were influenced by the French. If I got to voulez-vous coucher avec anyone, it'd be ASL, no contest. Hands forming language, language formed by hands. What's the sign for DTF? I know you're strong enough to be my man. With every flutter of your fingers and the words that you sign, I fight every urge to rip off your clothes and sign. It's business time. Sign language, my body yearns to be held in your embrace. I adore you so much, I'm even willing to fuck you face to face. Created in a situation of language contact, signing's the kind of thing to make your booty go clap.
There you go, Rhoda Ramone. Sign language. Very good. You're gonna be in confession Sunday. Jesse Jones,
yes.
Please end this show with an erotic poem about polygraph tests.
All right, I'm gonna use two hands. Let's see if I can do this. Girl, I'm currently in Menlo Park, California. That's right. And yeah, girl, my shirt is plaid, mostly blue and white. And now that we've gotten the calibrations out of the way, I'll finally be able to tell you everything I've wanted to say. Girl, I want to make passionate... I want to make sweet... adequate... mediocre. I want to make mediocre love to you all night. For hours. 5 to 10 minutes. A minute and a half. Girl, I want to make mediocre love to you for a minute and a half. You are my son. You are my track lighting. You are the light of my phone screen. The woman that I love. That I like. That I've settled for now. I want to spend the rest of my life. Shit. Just fucked up my punchline. Okay. Forget you heard that. that I've settled for now. I want to spend the rest of my life all night. I want to spend the next minute and a half with you. And that's the truth. That's what happens when you have production. That's what I'm telling you. So you'll let me touch your parts.
There we go. There it is. There it is. Very good. Double stab one more time for Luke Soyan, Rhoda Ramone, Jesse Jones. If you'd like to hear more stabs, you can go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com. Stab, the number 4, gold.com. You can get us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Write a review about us. I don't know. It seems fair. Thank you guys for coming out to Stab. That was Stab.